Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Yolanda Corrales, Project Cargo Manager for Logistics Plus. Yolanda, can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to work for Logistics Plus and your current role with the company?
I actually was a stay-at-home mom and basically a customer service representative when needed. And it got to a point where I needed to get into a full-time position. There was actually an opening at Logistics Plus, and I interviewed for it. And within the 3 weeks, I heard that I had gotten the position, and that's how I started.
Yolanda, one of the hottest topics right now is the coronavirus. So I have to ask you, how has this impacted Logistics Plus and its customers?
In all honesty, for Logistics Plus, because we are an international company, we actually started seeing some rumble late January, let's say. And by February, we definitely started seeing the impact in the industry. And, you know, one of the quickest things that we started to see space on vessels, whether it was an airplane or an ocean vessel, it started to get difficult to find because ports were shutting down, countries were shutting down, et cetera. So it's been a challenge in the sense of the international movement of freight. Locally here within the U.S., we just saw companies just haven't been able to either get into their place of business or consistently stay within their place of business, which kind of cuts down on their shipping, and obviously that affects their overall revenue on a yearly basis. So we've definitely seen it impact the globe. We've definitely seen it impact our customers here in the U.S. Logistics Plus, luckily, has just been busier because of it. We are a solutions company. So COVID was just a challenge that we have to find a solution for.
Was there one set of overriding issues stemming from COVID that you needed to guide your customers through?
I think as a logistics professional for our customers, I think we have to give them realistic expectations when it comes to the limitations that something like this that's affecting the globe and what it means for their own business. So one thing that we do at Logistics Plus, we work very closely, hand-in-hand, as part of your business needs. So we want to look at your schedules, and we want to be able to say, if these are your goals for first, second, or third quarter, whatever the case may be, let's find ways to either move it out sooner, creatively get it to where it needs to go quickly. So just giving them that opinion that sometimes you don't have when you're not working in the industry, and just allow them to make a better decision for their own company or for their own needs with that information.
Has COVID-19 been the greatest challenge for you in your career?
I don't know that it's been my personal greatest challenge. COVID has definitely been challenging. I mean, it's just changed. It's something that has affected a lot of ways that we do business. The one thing I will tell you on the international side, we work very closely with scheduling our cargoes globally. And when Spain closed down, I mean, that's a challenge for sure. But for me, I will tell you, it's the exciting part of working at Logistics Plus. I move freight every day, and it's never the same. And COVID is just one of those examples of this hurdle, this wall, that how are we going to get over it? And, you know, I pride myself that our company is just one of those companies that really does think outside of the box, and we do it collectively. So if we can't ship through country A, then we'll just talk to somebody else in a different port that could help us connect with our final goal or our final delivery. So it has been challenging. For me, it's just been a fun challenge in the sense of something new to tackle.
Yolanda, Logistics Plus thrives under the mentality that they can figure just about anything out. Can you touch on that?
It really is a true story. I can tell you I've been with the company for quite a few years now, and I can't use a different word. I am proud to work at Logistics Plus. You look around and you just see like-minded people working for a like-minded owner, and it's just funky that way. We continue to add colleagues to our group that they want to find the solution. And I'm sure you've had those situations yourself where you walk into any whatever problem, let's call it, and you have your naysayers in the group, right? There's no way we're going to overcome this. And then you have that one person that just throws out the idea that says, this might be the better way of looking at this. At LP, you've got the collective that look at it like, okay, so this is a no, this is a no. Wait a minute, did we try this? And I, at the beginning of my career at LP, I would say, you have six people that will say no. Logistics Plus will find that one person that says, let's try this. And trying is what Jim always wants us to do, try. If you fail, that's okay, but you tried, right? That makes it easier. That makes it easier to figure things out. You don't have a fear of failure if you tried it.
Yolanda, you are a manager within the international division. Can you tell us about this division and how many offices around the globe do you work with?
So the international division at Logistics Plus, in the Erie office, we house probably about 25 to 30 people that are directly operating freight. There's probably another group of 20, 30 that help on the administrative side. Globally, I want to say we're up to 24, 25. That might not want to be quoted because I might be wrong. Around the world, so we have that many offices. And the goal at LP overall, whether it's domestic or international, is customer service in the logistics field. So anything that falls under that umbrella and more, if you have an opportunity to see the need, the goal is capture that opportunity. That is our simple everyday goal. And that opportunity may be one truckload. That opportunity might be packaging a piece of machinery. That opportunity may be chartering a vessel, which is the side of the business that I work within in Project Cargo. But it is see the opportunity and go after it. And if the customer at the end of the day feels that they have been served, they are going to keep you for however long that goal is met. And at LP, because it is our only goal, we have some long-standing customers. And we take it as a personal defeat if we ever lose one. So keeping customers, building on what you did yesterday, seizing the opportunity, working within any one of our sectors or groups to make all of those things successfully happen, that's our everyday goal. That's our everyday mission.
It really is about going above and beyond for your clients, isn't it?
It's a true story. Customer service is basic LP function. And it doesn't matter what that customer comes to you with. And it doesn't matter that you haven't done it before. The great thing at LP is no one within the company is unreachable or unavailable to help you successfully deal with that call or that email or that request. And it just lends to a really good group. Anyone who walks into LP will tell you the same thing. The feeling is just, it's happy. It's an engine. It's always moving. And Jim keeps that heart pumping full.
So you are currently a manager for the LP Project Cargo Division. I know from past interviews, this may be a lesser known capability for Logistics Plus, but actually it's something you guys are really good at. Can you tell us what Project Cargo is and what it entails?
So Project Cargo is a group that specifically focuses on, at times, it could be categorized as the bigger, bulkier, non-standard sized freight. One of our oldest companies that is a customer builds locomotives. So Project Cargo would move this locomotive or this batch of locomotives wherever in the world we need to move it. And we work globally. So the team for Project Cargo is a global team. And we sit in Belgium, Turkey, Houston, Mexico, the Middle East, Shanghai, and those countries work, Germany, my goodness, how could I forget Germany? Those countries work daily and by the minute. So my Belgian team is available right now. My Shanghai team is available right now. So we are constantly, we call ourselves the robots of the company because we do have these odd hours making sure that these pieces are moving as they need to move. And it is one of the smaller, less known groups of the company, not for any particular reason other than we don't get the publicity or we don't ask for the publicity. I don't know. We're not a showcase, let's say. But the group is very good.
This is a very profitable, growing division for the company, too, isn't it?
We are a growing company, and we definitely add to the value and the overall revenue of our yearly success. So, yes.
How many people work in the LP Project Cargo Division, and how do you stay connected with so many of you scattered around the world?
Teams, Skype, and WhatsApp have got to be one of the greatest tools that we use. Microsoft Teams really does allow us to stay connected on a daily live basis. WhatsApp is another forum that we keep in contact with. Obviously, phone calls are constant. Within the United States Project Cargo Group, there is about 10 of us. And globally, that group might grow to 50 total. So Germany housing a large group, Belgium housing, they're probably up there close. Turkey might be slightly bigger than both of them. Those three offices are probably the larger holding Project Cargo rooms. But again, Shanghai isn't too far behind, and everyone is available. That makes it easy. I can send an email at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is 2 o'clock in the morning in Shanghai, and any one of the operators that I'm working with, they're going to answer, and it's unbelievable. And that goes for all of them. I don't ever think that there's ever been a time where I've had to wait until working hours, which makes it very easy. It really does. When you've got a high-profile shipment and you manage to stay off of the radar because it's just moving smoothly. I have to say thank you to the team that I have. It's a global effort for sure.
Can you share any recent or interesting cargo projects that you have been involved with?
Oh my goodness. I think one of the most interesting ones for me, we had some generators that were coming over from China, and the vessel continued to get delayed, and it ended up arriving into a United States port on Christmas Eve, and there was a deadline. The unit had to get delivered to the project site before end of year. And the LP team literally got on a plane. I landed at the Port of Philadelphia, and we moved that sucker right onto a barge to make sure that even though it was Christmas Eve and the next day was Christmas, this sucker was going to continue moving and make that date. To me, was probably one of the standout moments in the sense of we need it. Christmas or any other challenge, it just wasn't going to stop us from making our deadline. And that was pretty fun. And we've done the same with the locomotives that we move out of Erie. We've had holidays that. I think that's another really cool story of LP in our younger years. Before I was part of the Project Cargo Group, we have my current director, as a matter of fact, had the challenge of moving into Indonesia, and it was moving X amount of locomotives and getting them all the way to their final delivery. And it meant creating roads to get it to its final delivery, and we did it. And I'll tell you, not just for Project Cargo, but LP in general, we're the little engine that will do it. It's not the little engine that could, it's the little engine that will. Nothing stops us. Nothing. And I think it comes from our personal drive that everybody has, and everybody behaves that way. And when you feel that you can overcome, it just makes it a little bit easier. So those challenging times just become easier.
Yolanda, you've been with the company almost 10 years now. Could you have ever imagined the company would be where it is today with all the growth and success it has enjoyed?
The answer is no. I have been on this rant for 2 years where I just cannot believe every single year it just continues to amaze me. And I'm saying this from year number one. We had a nasty bout where, you know, you look around, you live in Erie, Pennsylvania, and you say, we're not going to make it. The economy is just nasty, and we're this little teeny tiny engine that nobody knows exists. And we overcame that moment in time and doubled up every single year on our efforts, on our results, on our overall success. It's just, and the funny thing is from the very first day when I walked towards that dinosaur that sits in the middle of our downtown, I just felt that I had, I'm sorry to say this, I just felt like, okay, I'm home. Like, and that's how it feels as far as the pride in it. I just keep getting my mind blown. We're going to do what? We're working with who? Oh, my God, yes, I'm in. Let's do it. I mean, it's just us. I don't have the words to express the other than pride, the pride that I have in this company. It's a freaking amazing engine, I'll tell you that.
In your time with Logistics Plus, have you had any other interesting areas of responsibility?
Yes. I actually started off in the air freight department. When I started at LP, they assigned me to do international air freight, and I was hook, line, and sinker from day one. The pace of air freight and the department was a much, I mean, we were just beginning in our air freight, basically the licensing for air freight in the sense of we ourselves going after this type of freight. So I can't imagine what it's like now because it's been quite some time since I've worked in the air freight department. But anyway, it was just insane. Air freight is something that you need to turn around within a day. So you're picking up freight, delivering it to the airlines, making sure it gets onto that aircraft and getting over to where it needs to go, and it has to do it. There is no option. So that is a 24-hour assignment, and I was in love. And from there, I grew in helping the international department. So was somewhat in the role of an international manager, and from that, I grew into being tasked with the corporate office having project cargo players. Project cargo has always existed within Logistics Plus entity. Again, the Belgium, the Germany, the Turkey, they had been doing it for quite some time. And corporate had never, I guess, assigned a department as well. It had just been a function of the international group. And, yeah, I have loved every single, and to be honest with you, I was really unhappy with the new assignment of Project Cargo. I don't want to move those big things. That's going to take forever. I had gotten used to that fast pace of the airlines, and I did not want to take 30 days to move X, right? But boy, was I wrong. I apologize to my superiors often over that temper tantrum because it has been one of the best assignments I could have ever gotten.
Yolanda, Logistics Plus continues to be recognized as a great place to work. What makes Logistics Plus culture so special?
It starts from Jim. Jim Berlin, he is a firm and I want to say firm in the sense of it's what he wants. His company is a reflection of him. He's not you don't have a better word other than formal. You don't walk in and you don't feel rules. You walk in and you feel freedom, and that comes from him. And he just pushes that culture from the very top. Titles and departments don't limit your participation. That's the best way for me to capture the feeling at LP. The feeling at LP is you're free to succeed. It is your realm, how much or how little, and it's okay. If your comfort level is supporting in this role, that is okay. You're in this role and you're ready for more. That is okay. There is no freedom. That's the best thing I can tell you. The best word to enclose how you feel at LP.
Yolanda, how has technology made it easier to serve your clients at LP?
Our technology group at LP has probably grown tenfold. When I started, there was probably a group of maybe 10. I wouldn't be surprised if we are close to 100 individuals globally that support the technology that the company uses. So as far as communication, it has to happen, and they ensure that support. And they are on, as well as the operators, that 24-hour schedule. And the brains that we've just added to our core group, it's just impressive. I know that you're aware that Jim allows the college, the local colleges to come in and intern. Some of these kids that come in, they're just sharp, and you put them in a petri dish like Logistics Plus, you see these flowers that come out, and in this technological department, the reporting is done by them. The app support is done by them. All the programs and platforms that we use is supported by this group. And you feel a glitch and you just raise your hand and say, help me, and the glitch is gone. And that's imperative when you're working internationally and you're working globally 24 hours a day. It is imperative that you can always communicate. And if we don't have that technological support or that group that's going to allow that ease or that problem solving, if there ever is an issue, we wouldn't be able to do it so smoothly. And we do. Our systems are tied no matter what country you're in, and it allows that passing of information immediately. So it just makes the operation a lot easier when you have that type of support with our technological group.
Yolanda, thanks again for taking the time to join us today. Have I missed anything, or is there anything that you'd like to add before we end?
Again, I think that you've heard it a couple of times. I'm proud in the company that I work for, with. I am grateful, eternally grateful to Jim Berlin. I'm eternally grateful for the management team that I've had to work under. Without them, I don't know where I would be. But I will tell you, I'm not going anywhere. I've warned Jim. They'll have to drag me out of here. I'm never leaving. It's a great place. I love it.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammond is in the Business Spotlight.